America, Italy, and Germany sell the vast majority of weapons to Israel, in addition to giving them logistical support, intelligence, and free stuff but China maintains trade relations with Israel for non-military commodities. I've said this about 100 times before. China should stop trading with Israel. But I have no control over them or proximity to them. Let's look at material conditions. Stop pretending what China does is the same as or, more laughably, worse than, what America does. America sold $665 million of weapons, mostly high-yield explosives, to Israel in 2023. China sold $2 million of weapons, mostly unassembled pistol parts and knives destined for the civilian market. The worst thing China sells to Israel is commercial drones that can be retrofitted for military use. Ignoring the qualitative difference already laid out, the quantitative difference is literally a factor of 332.5. America sells in a given year about 332.5 times more weapons to Israel than China does. And that's ignoring the logistical support, intelligence, and the nature of the weapons. To flatten these real material differences is childish, especially when you are in the country whose government constitutes the biggest pillar of Zionist support. Ultras love flattening these real material difference and turning everything into a binary. To the ultra, anyone who sells anything to Israel is equally bad, regardless of the real material differences in what is being sold, how much, and whether there are other forms of support to Israel. People ought to grasp the large and let go of the small when constructing a hierarchy of priorities. The biggest mistake being made is to prioritize the things you can't fight, China's trade policy, versus the things you can fight, your own government's foreign policy. The only means you have, as an American, of fighting China, is mediated by your government. To fight China therefore is to serve your government. To fight your own government however, is to erode the main pillar of Zionist support during an ongoing genocide. Your top priority therefore, should be fighting your own government, using tactics both within and outside the confines of the law. Ultras will make excuses.